Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's good, everybody? It is Friday, November 12th. The kids are back to school today, and we are the Early Edge. As always, we are your daily sports betting show of record. We are powered, as always, by the Almighty Sports Line, the best value in all of sports betting. I am the coach. We're here every single day. A little housekeeping. In your feed right now, our college mega preview, our NFL mega preview. Also today, it's one of the favorite hours of the entire week. Our props special episode with Prop Stars and Uncle Dave Richard at 2 p.m. Eastern Time live. Follow our YouTube channel. It's free. You can do it right now. Let's bring in the stars of the show. As soon as I tell you, yesterday was kind of just a ho-hum day. It wasn't anything special. Had some winners, had some losers. We're going to have days like that. There's the recap as we show you every single day for those of you who are brand new. Let's continue to pound that like button for me as we grow the show. Now, here are the stars of the show. You know, it's a Friday. The heavy hitters right next to me, live from Nashville, Tennessee. He is AB. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, coach. Good morning, everybody. Let's have a great day, great weekend.
Now, up on the penthouse. Up on the penthouse in the same city, M Squared. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, coach. Good morning, fellas. It's going to be a fun day. We get, you know, we don't have afternoon baseball. We have afternoon basketball. It's a morning basketball for you. I believe it's a 10 a.m. West Coast tip time for you, coach.
Snap! You're giving me a 10 a.m. game to play? Oh, it warms my heart. That's what friends do, Mikey. You know what friends don't do? They don't talk trash on their friends behind their back. And I'm just saying that may or may not have happened this morning with your boy, Jay Smooth. Wait a second. He's no longer Jay Smooth because apparently he's the machine because he's so busy with his college basketball model. He can't do anything else. Hey, machine. Good morning, sir.
Morning, coach. Yeah. Well, first of all, you know, I did send Mike that exact little line. myself directly. I'm not going behind anyone's back, but yeah, 80 plus games today, probably more tomorrow. I haven't even looked. So we're just sitting here crunching numbers all day, man.
Are you saying that I'm wrong? Are you saying that I'm lying?
We're such good friends that his notifications are muted. So I actually haven't seen the message yet.
Dang. And with that being said, we say good morning to the man who runs the show. He is the maestro. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, everyone. I am so thankful that I had rec league basketball last night, so I didn't have to watch that abomination of offensive football. Did catch the last quarter and then rewatch some of it. Very painful offensive game.
It was horrible. It was absolutely horrible from every angle, every prop. I mean, a couple came in, but that was just awful to watch. I got to be honest with you, though, Larry. Thinking about you playing rec league basketball, that also might be a little difficult to watch. I don't know. All right, let's get into it. Storylines that could affect the betting lines today. We only have one. And AB, I'm coming back to you. What do you got?
Yep. So this weekend, you're going to see the Browns and Patriots play. Take a look when props come out in regards to Patriots QB Mac Jones. Also, Patriots wide receivers, because the Browns run zone defense about 75% of the time, which is very high. And you look at Mac Jones. He is the second best quarterback in the NFL in terms of completion percentage against zone defense, is sitting about 77%. The problem is that he is the third worst in the NFL in terms of accumulating yardage against zone defense. So you might want to take a look at completions in that game as props instead of yardage.
Yeah, you may also want to send me one of those jackets. What a kiss up you are to the company. You really, really are. Great nugget by you there. All right, let's get into our place today. We have several. We're going to go two from Sportsline. If you're not a Sportsline member, what in the world are you doing at this point? I'm going to do you a solid. Use a promo code EDGE today. I'll give you 30 days for free. There could not be a better time to become a Sportsline member, because college basketball just started. Believe me, Jay Smooth tells us every single day it's here. And then we have football. We have the NBA. We have hockey. We have it all. So become a Sportsline member right now. Today, two plays. This one from Emory Hunt, our guy, 10-3 in his last 13 Cincinnati against the spread picks. Yes, very, very particular. So we're going to go Cincinnati. We're going to lay the 23 against South Florida. A 6 p.m. kick tonight. And we believe Cincinnati, because of where they are in the standings, they have to come out and lay the wood against South Florida. So we're locking in Cincinnati. Then also a very, very, very busy day in the NBA. So one play there. We're going to go Pelicans, Nets over 211.5. The Nets are really starting to find their offense. They scored over 120 the last game. This is an A-rated play at Sportsline. Again, 11 games. You get everything there, all the cappers, if you're a member. All right. Now, you know, whenever he's on the show, I love doing this. It really gets the show pumped up. M squared, you know the drill. Son! Give it to me.
All right, Coach, let's start with early college basketball, Northeastern and Georgia State. And yes, Jay Smooth did send this one to me this morning at 8.5. It's all the way down to 6.5. I played it +7 and 6.5 both. You can find it at both of those numbers still on the market. I think this one should be closer to 3.5. Northeastern pushed in their first game against Colgate, but I like the contrasting style that's projected here against Georgia State. Georgia State likes to play with a lot of pace. Meanwhile, Northeastern is going to be one of the slowest teams in all of college basketball. I have them projected around 280th in terms of pace of play. They like a slower, controlled game. They're going to control the glass, hopefully, in this spot. And then Georgia State hasn't played a game yet this year, so it is their first game of the season. I like taking the team that's already played once here. They didn't get beat against the spread in their first matchup. I think it's good value here at +6.5, +7. And if you're feeling a little dangerous on a Friday morning, take them outright on the money line with a little sprinkle, as I do think they're live for the upset here.
Oh, he said a little sprinkle tonight, a little +263 on the money line, if you so choose. Thank you, Mikey. Now, I could tell you this right now. If my phone goes off, because I live on the West Coast with a bunch of information from Jay Smooth at 5 o'clock in the morning, you best believe everybody's going to know it. But that is yet to happen. But Jay Smooth, the machine. The floor is yours. What do you got, big boy?
Oh, I got a good couple number of picks here. I definitely agree with Mike. I have it around 4.5, 4, 5-ish area. But it's a great pick, no matter what number you're getting at right now. But all right, into my plays of the day, Coach, I'll definitely start sending you them at 5 a.m. if you want. But I'm going to go with Minnesota +3. So I think the wrong team is actually favored here. I make Minnesota the favorite by 2, 2.5 points, which is a pretty solid edge. This is going to be a neutral site game, but you know, they're going against the Hilltoppers, the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers, who barely were able to beat Alabama State. Alabama State was given 26 points and they only needed 10. So that was a pretty interesting cover for Alabama State against this Western Kentucky team. So going to take them with Minnesota to actually take the points this time instead of Western Kentucky. Sorry, that was a little convoluted. Anyway, Utah State +6.5. I took Utah State last time. They weren't able to do it. I really like them to bounce back. I have them at 2.5 today. I just don't think that, you know, they're going to have two bad games. This is a well-coached team. Just take the points and see what happens. And then ECU -5.5. So I actually bet against them in the opener, but I do make this one around -7.5 for ECU. It's a little bit of a smaller edge for me, but I have a high level of confidence in the model for this one. So go ahead and lay the points.
It's my favorite three words in all of sports betting: wrong team favorite. I love when I get that kind of analysis. Thank you for those three plays, Jay Smooth. All right. Now, yesterday, this man just unloaded it all. He gave us everything he had in the tank. So does he have anything left for today? AB, what do you got?
Coach, yeah, we do have some left in the tank. And let me say, those are your three favorite words. My three favorite words are educate and entertain. Educate and entertain. Tonight, we're going to go with Boise State -13.5 against Wyoming. You look at Boise State, they're 67% against the spread this season. Wyoming, what are they against the spread on the road? That would be a 0% on the road. They're averaging 9 points per half in their last three games. And you're catching Wyoming off of an...
Something I've never been able to do. Stop AB from talking. Boy, that was...
Cut.
glorious. Oh, my gosh. Breathe it all in. Just enjoy it. Oh, he's back.
He's back. Yeah, look. I'll tell you what. Yeah, somebody tried to steal my internet there, but I'll tell you what. Yeah, Boise State, 13.5. All right, Wyoming, again, 0% against the spread on the road. You're catching them in a good spot as well. They just got a win over Colorado State, an upset win. They're not going to do it twice. They're not going to cover. Take Boise State. Let's ride.
Yeah, everybody in the chat knows the kind of power I have. I just pull the plug, and that's what I do. Everybody, Vince says, that was justice. You're damn right it was justice, Vince. Thank you very much. All right, now this is his spot. Whenever he's on the show, nobody goes after this man. We simply call him the maestro. What do you got for us?
All right, I'm going to look at the Buffalo Bills laying the points. Looks like you could get 11.5 or even 11 at some books. I posted at 12 at Sportsline. I'm fine with that number. I mean, this is the low point for the Buffalo Bills, coming off 6 points at Jacksonville. They were favored. That closed over 2 touchdowns. Now you're telling me the Jags are 2.5, 3 points better. The Jets are 2.5 or 3 points better than the Jags. I don't believe it. The Jets have the worst defense in all of football, 133 points the last three games. The Bills, even with that horrific performance, still averaging close to 30 points a game. Dawson Knox, he's coming back. The right tackle, Brown, he's coming back. I just think this is a get right spot for the Bills. The Jets have just been shredded in the past game. Emmanuel Sanders has an unbelievable matchup against a corner who is literally 107th out of 109 rated corners. And Diggs also has a decent matchup on the other side. I'm going to take the Bills to get right, and I'm going to lay the points.
Maestro, let me ask you this, because Mike White is coming back for the Jets.
Yeah.
They scored 34 and a touchdown in the next game before he got hurt. Would you entertain the over? 47.5.
I would. And I am remiss not to mention Mike White. I love Mike White. He just came out and said he should have been the first overall pick in the draft. I love this guy's confidence. Mm-hmm. I love the way he plays. However, the Bills are number one in pressure rate. They've given up 5 passing TDs all season and 11 interceptions they've picked off. So I don't think this is going to be a fun day for Mike White. I think they'll get in the 20s. I'm looking at something like, 38-24, something like that for Buffalo.
Oh, so that would sail over the over. So something to think about. We'll in all likelihood talk about this on Sunday when we break down every single game on the board at noon Eastern time right here on our Sportsline YouTube channel. All right. We are up against it. Grab your paper, grab your pencil. Here is the recap, and it looks glorious. M squared one play today. Again, early start, one Eastern time. Northeastern plus 6.5. Jay Smooth, Minnesota, Utah State, ECU, AB's on Boise State in football, and then the Maestros on the Bills over the Jets, and then maybe a little sprinkle on the over. Then two plays from Sportsline. Cincinnati in football minus 23 over South Florida tonight, and then the Nets Pelicans over 211.5. In the NBA. Then the gym today. Look at that. Plus 473. Canes in hockey. Campbell minus 4.5. Basketball. The Knicks and the Hornets under 223.5 in basketball. Don't forget, every single day on Sportsline Twitter. And now we're going to start today on Instagram. Our underdog 2 plays officially. You have to go to our Twitter page to get them. An under, which you know I hate, and a dog. But we were 1-1 yesterday. Let's make it 2-0 today. I'll be posting that video very, very shortly over on our Sportsline YouTube page and IG page. All right, there's only one thing left to do. Have an entirely great day. Pay it forward. Be kind to each other. And remember, you've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire team, AB, Maestro, Jace, the Machine, AB, the Jeweler, our entire team at Sportsline. Remember, tell your friends, there's only one sports brand. You have so much fun, and knowledge is power. Today, 2 p.m., prop special. Be there. Early Edge. Good luck.